say if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it
yourself.
Huh?
Do it yourself.
Or talking about him, you say he better do
it. Yeah, do it himself.
And if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Huh?
Got to look out for themselves.
And what sort of things would you make out of flour?
You mean the cooking flour?
Uh-huh.
Well, you make biscuit out of them and dumplings and cake and pies.
Uh-huh. What about something baked in loaves?
Well, that's light bread.
Okay. What does it have in it to make it rise?
East.
Huh?
East.
Okay. And what about things made out of cornmeal?
We call it cornbread and corn muffins.
Mm-hmm. What do corn muffins look like?
You ain't never seen cake muffins?
You mean those little?
Yeah, the little. You cook them in a little muffin pan.
Uh-huh. What else would you make out of cornmeal?
Hush puppies.
Or that goes?
That's what you fry.
Uh-huh.
To eat with fish.
Mm-hmm. What, anything else? Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, corn dodger. Don't you see it, Chonda? I guess that's what you'd call it.
That cake like?
Yeah, that's cornbread. I feed that to the puppy dog.
Uh-huh. You call that a corn dodger?
Well, you can if you want to.
Okay. And, say, you might just take cornmeal and add some salt and water and
call it corn mush.
Okay.
They used to make a lot of it a long time ago. If anybody was sick, they made them cornmeal mush to eat. You know, like you make chicken soup now.
Uh-huh. It helps settle their stomach, you
mm-hmm.
mean?
Well, they just have them, when they were sick, they would give them that to eat.
What does that look like? I've never had it.
Well, they just cook, you've seen grits cooked, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you cook the cornmeal or something like that and
mm-hmm.
put salt in it and let them eat it. Call it mush.
So it wasn't real thick at all?
Mm-mm, not too thick. Hmm. And you used to take that stuff like that, take cornmeal and heat it and put it in a bag. If you had a pain on your shoulder, you'd put it there to that shoulder to help that pain when you couldn't get to a doctor.
Cornmeal,
and you can take salt and heat it and put it on a pain, you know, anywhere it's on you where
uh-huh.
you hurt. That's what the old timey people done.
Did
they
move
that? Yeah, it'd move the pain somewhere else or stop it. Sure.
What other type of medicine like that do you remember?
Oh, Lord, they used all kind of medicine they made theirself.
Do you remember what some of them were?
Well, for baby, you made asphidity, and you take whiskey and put asphidity in it and make it something for the colic.
You put asphidity.
It was a little ball. And you probably don't never see it. But it is.
Is it something that grows?
I don't know where you get it. It's a dry stuff. And you take it and put it in this whiskey and it would melt.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice to taste it. It don't smell good at all. But it could make a baby, if his stomach was hurting, you know, it would ease his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you'd take, make a tea out of leaves and break out measles, or they used to have the hives, they call it the hives. You give them that tea and break it out, make them sweeten it and give it to them.
What would the tea be made out of?
Well, it was called catnip. I don't suppose you've ever seen it. It's a little bush that grows up, you pick the leaf off of it. I don't never see it now.
Mm-hmm.
But to have sage and sausage, we growed sage and put it in there and parched it and ground it up and put it in the meat. Now you buy sage in seasoning
uh-huh.
to go in meat. That's the difference.
Did people ever dig up, well, the part of the tree that grows underneath the ground is called the...
The roots?
Did people ever dig up roots and use them for medicine?
Sassafras roots, make tea, and break out the measles. Just there. That's what I took when I had it. Sassafras, and it's a tree, and then that root makes a pink-looking drink.
Uh-huh.
They have it now, dried, and you can make tea out of it.
Did it help you much?
Yeah, make the measles off. Yeah, man. And it's a good drink.
Uh-huh.
My son, when he took the measles, we made him some. He toted it. It was hard. It wasn't time for the measles to break out. He toted that bottle around with that. You sweeten it when you make that tea.
Uh-huh.
And he toted it around, a little rascal in the bottle, and drink it.